The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Spinraza plus Zolgensma offers little extra benefit in type 1, study suggests. Combined treatment with Spinraza and Zolgensma does not markedly improve motor function or breathing ability in children with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA type 1, a small single-site study reported. Its scientists highlighted that, regardless of the type of treatment given, earlier treatment leads to better outcomes. The study, combination therapy with nusinersen and Onase Omnogene Omniparvovec XIOI in spinal muscular atrophy type 1, was published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine. Spinraza and Zolgensma both work to increase levels of the SMN protein that's essential for muscle health and affected by the disease, but do so through different mechanisms. Zolgensma by Novartis is a one-time gene therapy that delivers a working copy of the SMN1 gene that is mutated in SMA to a patient's cells. Spinraza by Biogen works by modulating the activity of a backup gene, SMN2, to help it produce more SMN protein. It is administered through regular intrathecal injections. While early data indicated that combined use of Spinraza and Zolgensma is generally well-tolerated, still to be decided is whether that combination yields benefits over time beyond those known to either therapy alone. A team of scientists in Romania reported efficacy and safety data on two groups of SMA type 1 patients who were treated at their center. 7 children, 4 boys, 3 girls, in the first group were treated with both Spinraza and Zolgensma. All but one of these patients started with Spinraza as a first therapy when they were 2 to 6 months old. The second group of 6 children, 3 boys, 3 girls, were treated with Spinraza only, also between the ages of 2 to 6 months. Analyses of motor scores showed that patients given both therapies generally showed a much smaller improvement in motor function after the second therapy than that seen after the first treatment. The need for ventilation and cough assistance followed a similar trend. Notably, in both the combination and Spinraza-only groups, patients tended to improve over time, with the most dramatic gains evident shortly after treatment was initiated. The trajectory curves of motor scores tend to show slower improvement after the first 6 to 12 months since the treatment was given, regardless of the type of therapy they received, the researchers wrote. Combining Spinraza and Zolgensma does not seem to provide supplementary benefits for motor function or respiratory status, they added. Regardless of the type of therapy given, however, earlier treatment led to better outcomes over time, the researchers stressed. Our study showed that when we include the age of the patients when treatment was initiated and other parameters, treatment efficacy depends heavily on the timing of administration. Sooner is better, ideally, before symptom onset, they wrote. Spinraza was generally well tolerated among all children in this study treated with it. The only reported side effect was mild agitation in 2 children in the Spinraza-only group, which researchers suggested was attributable to a headache following its spinal injection administration. All of the children dosed with Zolgensma experienced fever, vomiting, a lack of appetite, and abnormal levels of platelets, or cell fragments that help with clotting, and liver enzymes. 2 of them needed an increase in their dose of prednisone, an inflammation-suppressing steroid, to manage these symptoms. 1 patient in the combination group had a severe reaction to Zolgensma, with bleeding, kidney failure, and respiratory arrest, and died about 2 months after receiving the therapy, the study noted. Further studies into the safety of these treatments in SMA type 1 patients are needed, the scientists advised.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Once upon a time, I recorded about considering a pet for Christmas. Shockingly, I got some backlash on that one. Apparently, I wasn't quite clear that you shouldn't just get a pet on a whim, and some parents question my suggestion as they already have a lot on their plate taking care of an SMA kiddo. Now they should add taking care of a pet to the list? Obviously, there are considerations to take into account, but I stand by the fact that pets can enhance your life. My latest Dose of Deanne vlog is on the SMA News Today YouTube channel. In the video, I show you why I have a fondness for my furry friends. Well, finned friends too, as I introduce you to my newest family members, the cutest little baby guppies. What I enjoy most about my pets is their unique personalities. Are they added work? Yes, but I feel it's worth it. Pets don't care about disabilities. They don't ask questions or stare, unless you have food in your hand. Sure, it might take a minute to get used to any equipment you use, but once they do, they don't even hesitate. Do you have pets? What do you love most about them? I'd love to learn about your companions and how they enhance your life. If you're not a pet person, that's okay too. What other things enhance your life? Head on over to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums and we can talk about it. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.